This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
It's a Lifestyle Friday, and today we're healing our inner child with the help of author Moshibudi Mamabolo, who has made coloring books using old folk tales that our grandparents used to tell us as children. She's right now in the studio.
She is, and let me tell you, looking at her work, it is very interesting and so beautiful. So the name of the book is called Kelenketla, Color in Book 2. So, I mean, Remotuar Kelenketla, you know already, it takes you way, way back. And she's in studio with us this morning, Moshibudi Mamabolo, who's an author. Welcome, Moshibudi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Kelenketla. Like, did you grow up hearing some of these stories? Like, and then you know how you have to go, Kelenketla, Kelenketla.
Yes. I grew up around grandmothers. I was raised by my grandmother and her other siblings and all that. So every night, we would have a fire, and we sit down there, and no one, no one. So it used to be a very nice thing to do every night, and that kept a child very informed and interested in knowing about what's the next step, what's the next scene.
There is sitting by the fire or sitting on the stoop outside at night and hearing a story and then thinking, I'm going to turn this into a coloring book. Like, what inspired that whole process, or this is the route I'm going?
Well, my goal in this is to revive African heritage. I noticed that children of today are growing in a digital world where we give them gadgets and television. So most of the time, even as the current parents don't know this tradition. So I thought I should use what children are enjoying right now, which is reading and playing, to bring back that heritage. So I thought of putting them in coloring books. I realized that when you put things in pictures, you broaden the imagination. You also enhance their creativity and encourage them to read and learn more, because they're doing something that they're enjoying. So hence I put things into coloring books.
And then talk about coloring. What kind of images do we find in these books?
African, Afrocentric kind of pictures, where you would see, like in this book that we are talking about today, it's Kelenketla Coloring Book 2. In it, we are talking about a celebration of the animals of the bushveld. So in the book, you're going to find wild animals, like I'm introducing wildlife to children, showing them elephants carrying water in a
calabash.
Yeah, calabash. Rivita muyeta gaspet.
Yeah.
So these animals in the book, they are celebrating unity and them staying in a bushveld together. So they decided to host an event, and each of them volunteered to contribute something. So, like, for example, an elephant said, I'll bring water in a calabash. A chicken said, I will bake some cookies. You would see a chicken baking. You would see a kudu beating up on a drum. You would see a monkey dancing on the on the tree. You see a parking tortoise walking with fire on its back, taking it to the place that they're gonna be cooking and doing all that. So all what you see is nature and things that represent our African culture and pride.
Yeah, that's amazing. But you know, you're reviving something that was very popular, you know, countless years ago. I mean, when you look at the reception, the kind of reception that you were expecting, what can you say?
Damn, it's very, it's very heartwarming, because I find, especially because the books are mostly bought by the parents for their children. So you find a parent who would be like, wow, you're still doing this. So I'm finding people expressing gratitude to me bringing this kind of education for their children, because some of them may not have known it at all. I've been to the Limpopo Book Fair last year, and I've received very good response from the public at large, with the children so excited and asking, what is this, what is that? So it actually just I got so much good response from the people.
Now, beautiful. We're in studio this morning with Moshibudi Mamabolo, who is an author, talking about the work that she does. And she is an author with a coloring book. We are on the other side of this. We'll come back and just hear more about how you can access more of her work.
Lifestyle Friday. We're still talking to Moshibudi Mamabolo, who went from, you know, listening to grandparents' folk tales to saying, you know what? Or to thinking, you know what? We can color this, and we are definitely coloring it.
So off air, you were just telling us, Shibu, that this was your first offering, the book that we are referring to in studio, the book we are looking at in studio, that you've also had the time to have another book as well. Tell us about that, and also the creative process from the first book and then now with the second book. What lessons had you learned?
Thank you. So with the first book, it was, you know, first attempt. You wondering if this makes sense. I've went from, I think, five versions until I ended up with this current book, because I first had to imagine it myself. And I had to come up with my own folk tale. I didn't want to bring it as the old style of old, always telling Mutlali Tau. Everybody knows that. So I wanted to bring something that is mine, and I had to change stories and, you know, bring up characters that make sense until I got to this one of the great celebration. So, and then I have to now do the illustrations, because within the book there is a story and there is images that children color in. So from the story, then I had to now decide how must this book look, and to now pack it up into one thing. And then the cover, for me, the cover has so much meaning than what it looks. People may not understand. You see on the cover, there's a little girl and a boy. The boy is albino. I made that for representation. I want children to know that there is people living with albinism. I myself are living with albinism, and I realized that there's still a lot of awareness that needs to be done. So I want to start it from the children. So every book of mine, you're going to see these two little children on it, and then it will just change colors, and it's a series. Yes. So in that, the children are coloring, and that's just to show the child who's going to hold the book first time to know that, oh, we are going to color here. Yes. And then the second book now wasn't that difficult to come up with. I just had to now recreate another story. The story in the second book is more about introducing children to our African landmarks, our nature, like the Table Mountains, the Drakensberg, the God's Window, the Three Rendezvous, all that. So in this book, it's more like there's a tour that children are doing. There's two children that are touring South Africa, and they are experiencing what South Africa's nature and beauty is. So I don't want to spill it too much.
Of course. And talking about that, those that would like to support you, how do they get in touch with you? How do they see your work? Are you on social media? You know, how do they contact you?
Okay. Yes. So people who want to be in touch with us, they can find us on Facebook, TikTok. We are at Shibu Imaginations. So if you just go and search Shibu Imaginations, you'll find us there. You'll be able to see our past work and also how we're progressing. And you can join hands with us. Either you are a school, an ECD, or just any parent that's looking to bring African literacy to your children. And then also LinkedIn, you can find me at Moshibudi A. Mamabolo. That's where I share more professionally about what I do and where I'm heading. And then if you want to catch us on call, maybe you want to make orders or invite us to your ECD, NGO, aftercare, whatever that goes with children's literacy development, you can find us on 082-265-3710. I'll repeat, 082-265-3710.
Mashibidi, thank you so much for coming through and wishing you all the best with this great vision that you carry. May you continue creating books that engage our children. That's author Mashibidi Mamabolo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.